You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello, it's Lydia at SRAcon, and I am now joined by Emma Jones and Dan Hudson. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So this podcast is for people who are at home, haven't quite managed to make it to the conference, so it's basically just to give them a bit of a taste of what you've been talking about today. So obviously a lot of what you were talking about was being freelance, and I was wondering if you would tell people what is the best and worst thing about being freelance?
The best thing is probably the flexibility and kind of having a bit more control over where you work, and the variation as well. You don't get stuck doing one thing. I think the worst thing, though, is probably also like the flexibility, because that can really not work in your favour sometimes. Sometimes you don't have work that comes in, sometimes you have a bit of a dry spell, or sometimes you have to end up working 8 days in a row just because the work's there. You have to work bank holidays and stuff, so it kind of goes both ways, I'd say.
I think the best thing is being in control of your own life, so you can go on holiday when you want, you don't have to clear it with anyone, and you can work, to an extent you can work when you want, and to an extent you can dictate your fee, so you can get paid more than if you were staff.
Nice. That is good. And obviously, talking of pay, you mentioned about getting unpaid work experience. How long do you think is appropriate to do that before you're sort of, you have to say enough is enough and sort of talk about getting the paid freelance work?
I don't know about a time length for me, but I think it was just I kept grafting until I got something paid, and then once I got something paid, I was like, I can now be paid for this. And it's kind of, and that kind of sparks the change, I think, and then you start going for paid stuff and thinking, I don't have to do work experience, I don't have to do voluntary work, I can now actually do this as a job. I mean, I don't know about you, Dan, but that's for me.
I would give it like 6 months of unpaid stuff, and if you're not getting anywhere after then, maybe evaluate. But I think I did so much unpaid work experience, months and months and months of it, and you're competing against people who are doing that. So I would give it 6 months. If you're not getting anywhere, then maybe you're not doing the right stuff. But yeah, I'd give it a minimum of 6 months.
Okay, cool. And obviously a good place to get experience is student radio, like to get on air time and stuff. And you both came through student radio. Do you think that was sort of really important in building your career?
Definitely for me. I mean, I didn't even want to work in radio until I did student radio, so it's definitely important for me. But I think I just learned so much when I was there, and I think when you're in student radio, you've got so much freedom, and you can just put on events, and you can do what you want, and you can do wacky shows, and do all this fun stuff. You experiment so much that you learn so much, and you get to be on committee positions as well, which again gives you practical experience. I know when I was deputy station manager, I learned loads. Like, it was a real learning curve. And again, as well, with student radio comes stuff like this, like the conference and the awards, and which is just unbelievably beneficial. Like, I always say this to people. So yeah, definitely important for me.
I don't know how I would have done it without it, really. Especially since going freelance, like every single person that I work with has done student radio, basically, and it teaches you what you need to do. It introduces you to all the people that you need to know, and it's just the best thing ever. I don't know how you just wouldn't get a career, I don't think, unless you'd done it or a similar hospital radio or something else. But yeah, it's everything.